Ramble.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Where are you? Welcome to Guilty Pleasures. Welcome to Guilty Pleasures. Today, we're talking about Scooby-Doo 2 Monsters Unleashed. Y'all, last
Scoobert. Doobert 2.
Scoobert, Doobert 2. You guys know that Scoobert was not the original name.
He
was named Scooby.
Uh-huh.
And then people were like, that seems like a nickname.
Oh.
And they're like, you're right. Yeah. It's a nickname for Scoobert.
Scoobert Doobert.
Scoobert.
You did it backwards.
That's such a like Coke-fueled name. Just off of like somebody catching you on your bullshit and being like, oh, no, his real name is Scoobert.
And they're like, don't fucking tell Scoobert. Anyone. I told you that when I was 5. You promised you weren't going to ever tell anyone.
No.
I'm curious, before we go into this movie, Scooby-Doo, the cartoon, the franchise, the series, I fucks with it hard. Can I get an amen? God.
Amen.
Oh my
amen.
God. There's the fucking Simple Plan song for What's New Scooby-Doo? Ooh, baby.
What? Wait, ooh, hold on.
Baby. I don't know this
I'm
character.
I'm a Simple Plan fan, shit. And I do not know
You've
what you're talking about.
You've never heard their theme song for What's New Scooby-Doo?
No. What's New Scooby-Doo?
Yeah, what is What's New Scooby-Doo? Is that a cartoon?
Animated.
What's New Scooby-Doo is one of the newer like reboots of it. And the song
can't be that
they were
new,
just like
Simple
yeah,
Plan.
Yeah, I was like Simple Plan?
Yeah. It's one of the newer I mean it's not that new, of course. I'm so
it's
sorry.
20
it's
years
not
old
that
at
new.
This point,
it's
probably.
It's like 2009. Oh God. Oh
no,
God.
No, 2009 in my mind was only 10 years ago. It's fine. We're moving on.
Yeah. I'm thinking like, oh yeah, I just graduated high school and then it was 15 years ago. Anyway, so Simple Plan pulled a Phil Collins.
Oh?
And went hard on a theme
harder
song
than they had
for
to?
No reason at all.
Yeah, play this shit.
So it's called What's New Scooby-Doo.
I don't have YouTube Premium.
How do you not have YouTube Premium?
I'm not gonna pay for YouTube because I've had it for free for half of my life.
No, I'm not gonna pay for YouTube because YouTube should pay for me.
Yeah, but you know what? You're gonna pay for it subliminally because you're getting all them ads.
Well,
Rick.
I want to be tapped in with the people. I want to know what I'm getting.
No, you don't. You hate NFTs.
I want to know the ads.
Yeah, that's a great point.
What?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Slaps. It slaps for no fucking reason.
Oh my God.
Oh, this is a jam.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Okay,
fucking
but they.
Simple Plan.
I'm conflicted because you have to hit the classic Scooby Dooby Doo. I hope they work it
they
in
don't.
Somehow.
Because I don't think they do.
That was
I don't think you give Simple
what
Plan.
What a fucking revelation.
Yeah.
Just to
but does that mean that there's a generation of Scooby-Doo fans who grew up on a song that slaps, but they don't know Scooby-Dooby-Doo. Where are you?
Yeah.
Dad, you're fucking old.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ugh. It's depressing.
Okay, one more.
It's depressing.
One more quick. Wow, that psyched me. Doesn't it feel so naked now without that playing?
What?
It's like, can we make that our theme song?
Can we just have that looping throughout this whole episode? Because I feel really like, I feel like mom and dad are gone.
The light from our eyes dimmed just a bit when that turned off.
It's unfortunate.
Okay, one more Scooby lore question before we dive into this movie specifically. Scrappy-Doo, yes or no?
I think he's like a booger you can't fling off,
but
you love you love.
But
the
sometimes
booger.
You like playing with boogers.
I mean, I didn't say that.
I do.
Okay,
I did.
You do?
Yeah.
So growing up, I never fuck with Scrappy. Every time there was an episode with Scrappy, I knew that I was too far into the Scooby-Doo catalog, And I would try my best to either skip the episode or wait until he doesn't come in. Because there's something about Scooby being the adult in the relationship and he can't talk correctly. Oh. And then Scrappy coming in being like, well, Uncle Scoob, you should be talking like me. Well, if you, he means this. Scooby is like, shut your fucking overly educated ass up.
Honestly,
get the fuck out of here. Yep. I swear to stop talking down to your goddamn uncle just like because he didn't go to college. Yeah. Just because you went to college. Shut up.
I'm trying to remember.
He's a little bitch.
My memory is so hazy. But does Scrappy do have the voice of an Italian mobster?
Kind of.
What's up, Scooby? Get ya.
Yeah, I think so. It's I mix him up with Tom's cousin. I mean Jerry's cousin.
Who?
From Tom and Jerry.
My mind immediately Jerry went had a to cousin. Succession. Also, Garrick, the plant you have next to you because you just keep hitting it.
Oh, I'm like angled. Oh, okay. I didn't even know it was in the frame.
It's so close to you. Every time you move your arms, you smack the plant. Okay, go on.
For those wondering, Garrick is beaming in from Hotlanta.
He's still in New York filming
New
a
York?
Movie.
I'm in New York.
All right, well, he's a globetrotter. You can't keep dragging me. You're filming movie a movie star. Right now?
Yes. An indie rom-com.
Is it going to be as good as Scooby-Doo 2?
Oh,
yeah. Wow, that's a high bar.
Were you guys avid Scooby-Doo fans as a child?
Every time it was on Cartoon Network, it was an instant watch.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say that I'm like deep in it where like I didn't own Scooby swag, but I love what's not to love. Look, it's antics. Kids love spooky stuff. Mm. I think that's something that adults don't realize. Kids like to be the appropriate amount of scared, and Scooby-Doo was just that right amount of like, oh, they're ghosts, but then we take their masks off. Oh, they're just mean people.
Mm.
It really did teach you to look under the bed to see that there was nothing really there.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like, and then it also like kind of taught you critical thinking skills in a little bit.
Beyond your assumptions.
Am I reaching?
No.
To try and put the mystery together.
Yeah.
Yeah, trying to put the mystery together. Eventually, you figure it out. Yeah. It's like either the first or second guy that they talk to.
Yeah, there's a pattern there.
There's always at least three. Fail. There was very much a pattern. Yeah. But if you like watch them back to back and then you like wait for a little while and you come back to it, you forget all that stuff and you're just like, oh man, who is it?
There's something I remember being a kid being obsessed with wanting to be a detective or a spy. Like the Michelle Trachtenberg movie.
Baby.
Carrying around a notepad or even Blue's Clues. I was like, I'm going to go figure out a mystery. Why were they prepping us?
Did y'all watch
that?
Carmen Sandiego? Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego?
I watched. I played the game.
Oh, yeah.
So that's what I was going to get to. Did you play the game of the little computer
that's
game?
That's actually, I know that more than the show.
Yeah, same.
I know that more than the show. I know that more than the show, for sure. That was like coming back home from
school. In the world NBA is like, Carmen Sandiego. Have you guys heard the Simple Plan cover? No, I'm just kidding. we should probably get in this movie, huh?
Okay.
Scooby-Doo 2, Monsters Unleashed. The gang is back.
Oh, yeah.
But this time, the ghosts are real.
What?
I don't actually know if that's the case in the first movie or not. I didn't see it, so.
I did see the first one. I saw
Why?
One. There's three.
There's three? No.
Is there three? There's one with Scrappy, dude.
Shut the fuck up.
We didn't do that one?
We should watch it. This one I know is modern nostalgic. People have been asking. They love this. I've seen on Twitter that people say that this one actually is the closest in tone to the original cartoons.
Oh.
It's wacky.
It is.
You have, how would you describe the plot? It's Scooby-Doo. You get it. There's monsters.
But the reason why this one's different is there's multiple monsters.
Yeah.
It's multiple monsters from the original cartoon. And the gang is kind of having troubles weaving within the gang. You know,
you have Scooby and Scrappy who are trying to prove that they're real.
No, not Scrappy.
Sorry. Scooby and Shaggy trying to prove that they're good detectives and they're not total fuck ups. You have a fun runner with Freddie Prinze Jr., Fred, dealing with a menial news reporter played by Alicia Silverstone who's trying to frame the gang and make them look bad. And you have Velma, who we'll talk about Velma.
He's trying to learn how to be vulnerable.
as well.
That's what Fred's trying to do?
Freddie Prinze
yeah,
Jr.
Yeah,
He's trying to get over toxic masculinity.
That's right. He should be in therapy.
You have Velma learning to be her badass
My bisexual awakening as a child. Cool.
And
about
you've
it.
Got Daphne. Everyone's saying that Daphne's worthless, but then she continuously kicks
she
ass.
She solves the entire fucking mystery. Yeah. She knew who it was.
You want to? We'll break down the cast. Let's start with Daphne.
She's worthless in the cartoon.
Yeah, she's just the pretty little thing.
Everybody but Velma is worthless.
Yeah,
in the
there
cartoons.
You go. Yeah.
I mean, let's break down the cast, because I think that the joy of this movie and this franchise is that the casting is fucking perfect.
It's stellar.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
The casting
and
is amazing.
You have Sarah Michelle Gellar as Daphne coming hot off of Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Super hot. Oof.
She plays the ditziness of Daphne without ever succumbing to making her forgettable.
I was getting more like influencer and people assume we're all just so dumb and vapid in fashion and makeup, but we actually have brains. Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, you're smart enough to, you know, make those
Stop
deals
it.
And
Done.
Sign those contracts.
Bye.
But what's so funny is throughout the movie, they're constantly talking about how Daphne is the worthless one. But she's like in every fight, she like has like the javelin. And she's like fucking monsters up. She straight up almost murders a monster. Yeah.
Thank God.
Yeah.
She kicks ass.
She also solves things with her makeup, which was really crafty.
That was very cool. That was very
She also
cool.
solves the entire fucking thing. She's the one who calls out, are we going to say who the monster is? No, it's too early.
Too early.
But she calls
people listening, don't you dare spoil
breath.
Scooby-Doo too.
Yeah. But she calls
gonna
it out.
They're going to spoil it and they'll be like, oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. So I think she's arguably one of the smartest ones.
The MVP.
Yep.
Matthew Lillard, we've discussed only in passing on this show. He's phenomenal.
Yeah.
I adore him as an actor. I always think about his iconic turn in Scream. He's just so good, and he is a... There's no one else could ever be Shaggy.
He warps his face into ways that would make my Botox doctor shit his pants. Like, that man can make the most... Oh my God, I'm so glad you brought that up, because that was one of my notes, that like all of their scared voices are orgasms in this movie. If you go back and listen, they're like, let's go. And I'm like, did someone just come? Yeah. Like, what?
There was a point when I looked away from the screen and I was just like, did I leave?
Pornhub open!
Like, oh shit.
And then you heard, and I looked at it, and you're like, oh, I definitely left the porn open.
Have you ever seen Scooby-Doo porn?
I definitely did.
I'm sorry?
Have you ever seen Scooby-Doo porn?
Have I ever seen it?
You know how you get the little commercials on the side? When you're watching your regular porn, you get like weird Family Guy porn. I always get Scooby-Doo porn. Yeah.
So who's fucking who?
You always get Scooby-Doo porn? Are you Googling bestiality?
No,
is that your porn
I don't
purpose?
Think you can Google that. Don't you get flagged the same way you get flagged with like, you know what, porn?
Who is fucking who?
It's often Fred, and of course Daphne, and then or Velma, and then like Daphne walks in, or unfortunately Scoobert-Dubert doing it too.
Okay.
One of the ladies.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Well, Scoober Dubert's always like doing like Marge Simpson or something.
The first version, I'm going to ignore the horrifying like ones that came after, but the first version,
hot.
I can get behind.
I think they're in a little cuckold situation anyways.
I was like playing it in my mind and I'm like, honestly,
you jerk it to it.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Anyways, go look it up.
This cast is way too hot for a kids movie.
Amazing.
Yeah.
It's, I mean, Freddie Prinze Jr. is so pretty.
Pasty. Yeah.
He's
very pacey. That blonde doesn't do anything for his color, his complexion. It's not my favorite.
Okay, all right. But hot, we agree?
Yeah.
Pretty.
The blonde kills me.
I think, like, I don't think that he was, again, so I'll bring this up later, but I don't think he was that great looking in this. I know that Freddie Prinze Jr. is a more, you know, conventionally attractive man. But not in this
It didn't
movie.
Land for me.
Even though he was cast.
It's like, if you were to cast it today, you'd put in like a Hemsworth, right?
Well, this is ruining my thesis statement that this is a hot movie, but I'm interested
in
it. No. So let's continue.
No. Okay, so my thesis is that, when did this movie come out? The first one was 2010.
Don't look at me.
This one
this is...
This
is the first time I watched
Kelsey?
it.
When did it.
I'll look it up.
I'm going to guess 2005.
Maybe.
This was 2004.
Damn.
Wow, this is an old
2 years later.
Movie.
Damn.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So I think that
they're reeling from 9/11.
Both Shaggy and Velma are the hot people in this
movie.
Let's
go!
Even though they're portrayed as not that. Mm. And then showing that our like ideas of attraction or what's attractive have fully flipped on its head.
We need to dive
in the coming, like,
yeah.
We have talked, we have texted, we have discussed. Linda Cardellini as Velma is so hot. Velma is so much hotter, and I don't care what anyone says. First of all, Velma's always been a baddie. Yeah. Yeah. She could always get it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But Linda Cardellini, I know that many... I went on our Patreon and our Discord to ask, like, who... I didn't say who thinks Linda Cardellini's hot, Miles. Don't laugh at me. I said, what do you guys love about Scooby-Doo 2? And almost unanimously, and like, it was... Velma. This movie was either my gay or bi awakening.
Okay. And I have... that. I am one of those people.
You're one.
I fully remember feeling this way in high school. And even watching the cartoon, I always pegged Velma as a queer character.
When you were like cartoon?
Yes. I was like, that's a queer. So when I watched this and Seth Green was a love interest, I was like, we are doing this entire fucking franchise a disservice by making her heterosexual.
Let Velma scissor.
Well, yes.
The Velma show is coming out and I believe that she is queer.
Oh, see. Or the Velma movie. Listened.
I'm not
Let's
sure.
Go.
Is Cardellini playing
her? I don't
know
what it is, but. I don't think so.
The shot. So there's one scene we have hot Velma in this movie. By the way, she hot the whole time.
Leather.
Oh my god, she is hot the whole time.
The red patent leather.
But she comes down the stairs in like
when she comes down the stairs.
Oops, I did it again. Britney red leather suit. And
I'm truly losing my mind. I was like. I remember seeing that as a young pup and being like, "This
as
is
a
it.
Tiny scrappy
that's
dude."
That's what I need. That's what I need.
You saw this when you were younger, Garrick.
Yeah. I saw it when it came out.
And it worked.
It worked for me. So I've been following her career ever since.
She also...
Her and Marissa Tomei. Wow. So when I saw Marissa Tomei in Spider-Man, I was like, oh, there she is. She's back.
She also wears her orange turtleneck underneath this red patent leather number, which is fucking hysterical. Adorable. She's trying to be sexy for Seth Green's character. And so she wears this little number that's squeaky and it sounds like she's farting the entire time. It's very funny. It was giving baby powder and leather pants moment.
It also means that even through three layers of clothing, she still got body.
That was a thick wool sweater.
Woo!
You know, and a skirt, bitch.
Velma.
She has no runs. Yeah, Velma. She's got it.
Yeah. When she's like running around and you're like,
and she's got a long skirt on, yeah, you're like, kind of slippage moment.
There's a Netflix show, like, I think it's Dead Like Me, and she has a lesbian kiss in that. So if you want to live out your Velma lesbian fantasies, just know that the media exists.
Yes.
Wait.
Or go to Pornhub.
Dead
to Me.
Have you not watched Dead to Me?
It's great.
Oh, okay.
I said Dead Like Me, maybe.
Oh.
Maybe. Yeah. No. Maybe. Just Google Linda Cardellini gay make kiss. Out.
Yeah. It's Garrick, you do have to be on this podcast though right now. We can't lose you.
It's a good gift.
He's already gone. The glaze in his eyes has gone.
I have
over.
To see this. I'm so sorry. I have to. And it's Christina
Applegate.
No, she's kissing. I forget the name of the actress, but she's also very pretty.
Yeah.
Is it Christina
Applegate? No, it's a different person she kisses.
No, it's not?
No.
Oh, that's right.
I you'll recognize her. Yeah. She's
Natalie.
Yeah, it's a good kiss. All right, let's give Garrick a moment.
What a good time.
A moment of silence for Garrick's childhood boner.
Yep.
And moving on.
We talked about her costume, but I'd say that probably my greatest joy in watching the movie is just the color, the costumes and the set design. Like this movie is based on a cartoon. It's not shying away from that, and it lets it look like a cartoon.
Absolutely. Everything from the layers underneath the ground to the cityscapes to even the costumes of the news reporter or the camera guy. It's all very cartoonish. And so much so, I even wrote down the acting is cartoonish, which fucking works.
The acting is extremely cartoonish.
Yeah.
I feel like when they heard that this was a live action of a cartoon, they took that to the absolute heart.
Yeah. And I feel especially like Matthew Lillard.
When we're, especially Matthew Lillard. He was like, oh, I'm going to be a hippie.
Yeah.
There's no way I'm going to be a high hippie.
Oh, let's go, Scoob.
As soon as I put on that green and those bell bottoms, I am there. Yeah. When we're watching Marvel things or any type of adaptation of a cartoon or something that was, animated previously, they try to, bring it down or
bring it to the real world.
Realistic. We're not watching it for that.
When I was watching this, I genuinely, I don't know why my mind went here, but I got mad that we've still been deprived of live action X-Men in their fucking yellow outfits, Wolverine in the yellow X. It's like, well, we need to make it realistic. Bro, he has forks for hands, okay? This isn't realistic.
It's not gonna be realistic.
Let them be yellow.
No matter how hard you try, let them be yellow.
They did that in one of the first
and I
want to
see the fucking... he opened up a briefcase and it was in there, I believe, or the suit was in there, but he never wore it.
My favorite part of this being such an extreme of a cartoon is the fucking sound effects in this movie.
Oh my God.
Talk about zoinks, yoinks, boop, blop, beep, blop.
Yeah.
And unlike Moulin Rouge, it worked.
Hey, don't you dare. Has that episode come out yet?
Yeah.
It did?
I mean, not yet, but by the time
it's going to be amazing. I can't wait. Yeah. No, there was a lot for every movement. There was a squeak and a squawk. Set up unrealistic expectations of what I would hear in real life.
They a couple of times they did the I'm falling, but if I run in place for long enough, I'll hover.
Yeah.
And they did that a couple times. I was like, yeah, that's all I was asking for from a live action production.
You know what'd be fun? This would be expensive, but to set up a rig where you're on wires and you get to live out that fantasy of running off a cliff and then and then
they
falling.
Should do that at Toontown.
And then you look.
That'd be sick.
Yeah,
get me a job there.
That'd be a sick ride.
But then all the kids would just try and run off.
Yeah.
Oh boy. What is wild? And I wrote this down as watching it. No one in this film, and I'm talking the cast, the crew, the director, the set design, the costume design. No one is phoning it in. They all could have. They all probably should have.
Yeah.
I would argue this isn't a great movie. But they put so much effort into it. And so you're watching, as we get to the climax, it's like, oh my God, this set deck is intricate. It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
The only weak link from this entire production
what are you gonna say?
Is the
writing?
Yeah,
they did. Yeah,
it's
a writing.
It's like,
which is crazy.
Yeah,
because
they phoned it. They were the only ones. They're just like, it's a cartoon. Who cares?
Do you know who wrote it?
No.
Do you know who wrote it? Oh my God, I can't believe you didn't spot this in the opening credits.
Who is it?
Okay, because not only was this written by the most high profile and currently the most successful person,
oh no,
it's someone that you love, Garrick, James Gunn.
Oh my God,
I did know this movie.
No!
Oh my God.
No!
Which is crazy because that is like, without a doubt, the only part of this movie that's like, yes.
Dog, but you know that wasn't his writing.
But it's,
you know that
it wasn't
his
writing.
Writing.
You're doing the sequel of a studio hit, and they're just calling you in on your early in your career. Mm-hmm. I fully believe that was all studio notes. Yeah. There's a video out right now about Doctor Strange and how it was a very different movie than what actually came out.
Because you can tell what bits are his, and you can tell what the studio was like. This is a children's movie. Dumb this down. Garrick, I cannot get over the relationship between you and this plant. It's like, it's killing me. The way you just had to squeeze your shoulder in between it. It's like, we got to name her at this point. Who is she?
Delilah.
Delilah the plant is really making a move on you. But seriously, that you can tell which jokes, because some slap so hard. My favorite bit is when Scooby slaps Shaggy 3 times. And on the first two, he goes, thanks, I needed that. Yeah, I needed that too. And then on the third one, he says, you're pushing your luck, Scooby. And I lost my mind. Yeah. There's an end bit where the killer or the villain gets revealed and he's getting taken away in handcuffs, and it's revealed that he was working with someone that also wasn't who they said they was. And the guy goes, but we cuddled. And it's the funniest line in the entire movie.
My favorite one is as they're coming up with the plan for how to catch the bad guy, Scooby's taking notes and really diligently. And they go, okay, Scoob, what's your conclusion? And he holds up, Bernie. And he's just drawing a photo around. And like, Scooby
is good, James.
He is great.
Yeah. And then there's shit where you're just like, studio notes.
Scooby in this film, he's for the kids. Yeah. Okay, he's kind of annoying at times, but when he hits, boy, does Scoobert hit.
I don't agree.
Oh!
He is here for the comedy. He is here for the comedy of like just purely the purest form of comedic relief. I don't understand what you're talking about.
I'm thrilled that you disagree.
The scene where he comes in as like a disco villain or whatever.
Okay. With an afro?
And then the lady comes up and she's like, how you doing? And he's like, hey, hello, baby. Like,
it was so uncomfortable. That's probably where the Pornhub scene came from.
Oh,
that's where the inspiration was.
There's a lot in that scene.
I laugh at that shit every time.
I'm glad that you like it, because I was like, okay, one, this film, from my perspective, it continued that children's movies seem to love using black culture as a punchline. So like, Scooby's coming in and his like Foxy Cleopatra look.
God.
Shaggy's dressed as a pimp with a gold tooth.
Yes.
And I'm like, okay, I guess.
Okay.
There was also a moment where they hit a vinyl player and it played like an old timey and it plays Baby Got Back. I mean, I laugh, but is Scooby hot?
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
He's so tall and like muscular and a good dancer. Yeah.
He's
and
very
funny.
Tall. When he stands on two legs, he's like 6'5".
Yeah, you saw how that lady came up to him.
Yeah.
It's just like, yo, I'm ready to fuck.
Scooby,
Scooby's
a hot dog.
Do me.
You know, but there's nothing worse than kind of like a dumb hot guy, you know?
Okay, we've talked about it. There is a dance number in the middle where Scooby is in an afro. Mm-hmm. I think this scene is nightmare fuel.
What?
It is
really,
it chilled me to my core.
What?
It is something about seeing a CGI Scooby on two legs wearing a human costume. So he's kind of dancing
like
he's a human, but he's a dog. It is so deeply unsettling to me.
And his afro's bouncing around.
I wanted to laugh because I knew it was funny. But the uncanny valley-ness of it, just like, it shook me.
But do you not enjoy TikToks where you see dogs walking on their back two legs? Is that not the funniest thing to you?
I don't know.
That to me is so funny.
Yeah, and I think that it's wish fulfillment mm-hmm. where I've always wanted to see Scooby as a person.
Yeah.
You hear him talk. I just want to see him do the next thing, which is walk on his hind legs, talk like a try to talk like a person as much as he can, and you know, try to pull.
Maybe it's because they made him 6'5", like he's so tall, that I'm like, why is Scooby-Doo a linebacker? He's like, Scooby-Doo
Why is he Miles' height?
Yeah.
Oh, the nostalgia of the way that they introduced the characters from the original series is in the same order in the movie. Because you know how they fight monsters like one by one? That's a throwback nod to the way that they, the order of which they introduced the villains in the cartoon. It's kind of like little sneaky Easter egg moments there.
That's
here
cute.
And there. Yeah.
Here's something I was confused about is that in Scooby-Doo.
What do you mean? What do I mean? The way that the.
What do you mean? Are you talking about like the themes?
No,
the, theme
the
song?
Way that the monsters in this movie are come out in order are the same order that the episodes came out in the cartoon.
Oh.
So like they get chased by the lagoon guy, the electricity.
You looked this up?
No, I think I saw it on the internet somewhere. That's where I learn anything. What do you mean?
There's no way that it's crazy that you have this information in your brain.
Well, I don't know.
I love it. I'm impressed.
Sorry, I don't retain much. I smoked a lot of drugs in my life.
Smoked the drugs.
I don't know.
Smoked a lot of drugs.
I smoked a lot of drugs.
Not even a lot of weed. No, I smoked a lot of weed.
No, it was a lot of.
No, I smoked a lot of drugs.
Things. Things you probably shouldn't have smoked.
Oh, speaking of...
Kelsey, have you smoked crack?
I don't want to talk about it. Define crack. You know what I mean?
Welcome to the Scooby-Doo episode.
Define crack. Crack could be anything. God, an amphetamine. Doesn't need to be crystallized. Could it be freebasing? Are we talking about liquid?
Yeah. No. I mean like a full crack rock.
The rock version of
I'm
it.
Sorry.
Have you ever
great TikTok.
Freebased Adderall? That's basically crack.
But when you say basically crack, I think Garrick wants to know the rock. The Rock is the fun.
Don't
rock.
Bring Dwayne Johnson
no,
into
no,
this.
No. We just a crack rock is objectively funnier than cocaine.
I have never smoked a crack rock.
Damn shame.
Yeah, you are dancing around this.
You're gonna love this transition. Hilarious. Speaking of drugs, you should not take. There is a scene in which Scooby and Shaggy drink some potions.
Yes, let's talk about it.
And their bodies change. First, Scooby changes into an alien monster.
Yeah,
and then Shaggy gets tiggle bitties.
He gets boobs.
He gets the biggest boobs.
He gets shape.
He gets a little cinch waist.
I was very proud of them for, you know, early 2000s, not going for the joke of, oh my God, I have boobs, and then looking down their shirt. Or like going off and be like, I'll be right back. I gotta go see something. Yeah. It's just like, oh no. He's like, I just have a chick's body. It just made it so much more wholesome.
It's because it's a kid's movie, right? Like, you forgot that he is handling it really well.
Matthew Lillard, when he becomes fucking ripped as
the
hell, and he's just like, I love it, is such a good comedy moment.
I thought when they started playing banana, I thought they were doing a nod to Space Jam, but it wasn't. But they had the Tasmanian Devil then happen, where they drink the potion and Scooby turns into the Tasmanian Devil.
Yeah.
I was very confused.
So maybe.
Is it the same? Is Scooby-Doo under the Looney
Tunes?
They're
both Warner.
Yeah.
Oh. We gotta love that family.
So maybe.
And then Scooby turns into a scientist who can talk. And he has like a British voice. And it's a full
I wish that he stayed like that, because I've wished so often to have full-fledged conversations with Scooby-Doo.
Aww.
like just as a person, just like, yo, tell me how you feeling, blah blah. It was that in Toys, because of Toy Story.
Did we ever see Scooby's ding dong in this?
That's a great point. Most dogs, you can always see their dick,
and he's a great Daniel, so
yeah,
we got a great
he's
dong
fixed. He was
just
fixed.
People listening, like, doesn't mean you don't have a penis.
They took both off.
He just pees out of his butt.
I wish I had a live cam of people listening to this podcast, just like ripping their headphones off, being like, "Don't always talk about fucking the children's movie."
I can't. I don't know. I'm sorry, guys.
I'm gonna fuck a minion. I'm gonna fuck Scooby Doo, and you can't stop me.
Hey, heard it here first.
I'm gonna fuck them both at the same time.
That's gonna be a good TikTok.
I wanna.
Are we making?
I
want to
see your porn
show?
Searches.
I'm going to fuck Lightning McQueen and his fucking tailpipe. Ka-chow. Where else do you want me to do it?
Wait, do we have any from the crumping VIP episode? I want to post something.
We haven't released any yet.
I mean, no, really that's funny. With real people.
I will say for the crumping episode, I wanted the thumbnail to be so good. Yeah. I got a Paramount Plus subscription.
No, you didn't.
Because I couldn't find a good screenshot of her crumping.
Oh my God. The internet has a...
No, but it's not high res.
They're all low res.
They're all low res.
So you're in possession of the highest res screenshot of Aiden Santier crumping on the internet.
It's wow. Yeah, wait, that's a good like Twitter bio to put on for yourself. Yeah,
it's really good.
There's something that confused me in the movie. So in Scooby-Doo, it's never ghosts, right?
No.
Like every time they
it's always
a ghost,
a person.
They unmask it. And in this movie,
they're ghosts.
It's ghosts. It's real monsters.
That's yeah.
And they're not
that was
shocked.
No.
They don't play scared.
No.
Yeah. That was like, I feel when it was coming out, I think I remember people being like, this is so not Scooby-Doo. You're ruining the integrity of Scooby-Doo by putting real monsters in there. They don't fight real monsters. They fight people dressed as real as monsters or whatever.
It kind of works for me, and here's why. The plot premise is that they're opening a museum gallery of all the costumes of the monsters they've defaced. But they take the costumes, the villain takes the costumes and puts it through this magic dust called like randomanium.
Randomanium. Which
What's
is
it called?
Well, it was like randomonium or randomanium, which is funny because it's funny. Like it's random. Yeah. It was a good little bit.
Yeah. It's funny.
And it turns them into real
monsters.
It's like
unobtainium in Avatar.
And so you're right. It's like in this world, we're just accepting that there's magic powder that can turn monster costumes into real monsters, which is absolutely
and
insane.
that's not as whimsical, I think. I feel like I was
like pick a genre.
Every time they would go into a factory, it is a shift in genre. Every time they would go into a
dungeon.
Like a dungeon situation, I was like, are we in Casper? That's what it felt like.
Oh my God, like, yes, the dungeon might be so much of Casper.
I love that moment.
Yeah.
It was good.
It was great though. Design. That's always good set design. Every time there's somebody has an underground lab, I'm like,
underground
give it
lab
to me,
with
man.
Like a minecart type Rube Goldberg.
And everything's wet.
God.
It's always dripping.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, everything's weirdly wet. There is a minecart. The minecart goes through some kind of liquid.
And like
there's fog. Yep. There's fog, there's
green,
moss, give me all of it.
Neon,
trap doors.
Blubber,
every
material.
Time I fucking see a trap door,
yes.
I'm excited.
Feed me trap doors.
You know what?
Yeah.
Fuck billionaires. Because all y'all motherfuckers have all this money, and not only are you not solving all the world's problems, not only are you exploiting your workers, you're also not making dope mansions with trapdoors.
How do you know? How many millionaires have you been?
I haven't seen Bezos trapdoor
one
delivery
time.
Driver. Not one goddamn time. I haven't seen him build a moat. I haven't seen him have crocodiles in a tank. Or sharks in a tank, whatever.
Do you think they would tell you if they had a trap door?
You think it wouldn't get out?
God, I hope so.
I think you can... Money talks, honey, okay?
You think that...
And money shuts people
God,
up.
I
don't
so.
Think trap doors getting out of
you
that
think,
house.
You think Reddit wouldn't have figured it out by now?
No.
Mm.
Not enough Zillow photos of the inside of all their homes.
I think they would have.
How did we get here?
God damn, I'm so mad. I'm so mad.
Why are you mad?
I'm so, like, just a trap door that
oh
comes...
God.
That just opens... A trapdoor that opens into like some fucking tar or something. Like
you're telling me that
you
have all the money
dollars.
In the world and you don't have a painting where you can put your eyes in it and go bloop, bloop, bloop,
and go who's in my house?
You're telling me you don't have stairs that don't fold down and go into a slide.
You're telling me that you're going to exploit your workers and not have a bookshelf where if you pull the right book it goes.
They have that.
It gets turned.
I've seen that on MTV Cribs. That's not original.
Yeah,
I'd like to see
more I've seen people with safe houses.
Every
like
time
that.
I
would like to see more of it.
Fucking
yeah, you guys just need to go to an escape room and fucking clear out your
because also fucking if Bezos has a library in his house, it's a front because he opened up an online bookstore. If he has physical books, he's a fucking
hypocrite.
Loser. You're not even believing in your own product.
Hypocrite.
So all of that. It's not real. You're a hypocrite. One of those books opened up to a secret lab.
To a trap door.
He's Batman.
Confirming it.
He's Batman.
He's Batman.
He's Batman,
Batman
is what I'm trying to say. Yeah. He's a little too yoked for no reason.
You're right.
Batman.
This film.
Batman.
Yes, back to this movie.
I enjoyed that very much. This film has an exquisite ending that could only exist in the early 2000s. We get the bad guy. Sure, we could talk about that if you want to, but I'm talking about the very ending because we're back in the club and you get to hear Scooby-Doo say, "Sing it, Ruben," and it cuts to Ruben fucking Studdard. American Idol season 2 winner. Wow. Suck it, Clay Aiken.
So good.
And he is not very charismatic.
No.
He's bad.
Yeah.
No.
He's got a great voice.
I mean, that's why he hasn't gone, you know.
Do you guys remember?
You gotta be charismatic as well.
When Ruben Studdard won American Idol, he was America's teddy bear. Everyone loved him. And his lead single. Yeah, I loved it too. I was Team Ruben all the way.
Yeah, same.
Yeah. From the beginning.
It was the best day of your life. Did you vote for him?
Oh, who did it?
Oh, yeah.
You didn't use your home phone to dial in?
I voted. Yeah. I voted. Do you remember his lead single?
No.
It was called... Okay, so if you guys don't remember, American Idol, Ruben Studdard, just this adorable, cuddly black man. You're just like, oh, he's so smiley. I just want to love this guy. He's so sweet. He's so cute. And his first single was called Sorry for 2004.
Oh! And I'm sorry for...
2004. Oh, them strip clubs.
And I don't want to.
Singing about all the heinous shit that he's done. And he's apologizing for like being addicted to strip clubs and spending all his money.
Who does he think he is, Usher?
And it's like, first of all, not even Usher singing with that level of like admission.
I don't know. Usher's talking about multiple baby mamas. Yeah, you know, cool. He's like, I was bad and I'm sorry.
But that's Usher baby.
Yeah,
this
that's
is
Usher
not
baby.
What we
that's
wanted
not
from
his
Ruben.
First single.
No.
Holy shit. And he got into a children's movie of Scoobert Dubert.
Yeah, Scoobert Dubert.
All right.
Some good shit.
That had to have been a part of the deal of winning American Idol, though.
We're going to make you a star, kid. You get to sing with a CGI dog who's very hot.
Yeah.
How about the post-credits and sequence?
Shut the fuck up. Is there a post-credits sequence?
Did you guys not see it?
No.
No.
Oh, my God. There's like some strange post-credits sequence that shows Scooby playing on like a Game Boy and then shows it to the screen and there's a secret code and you go to like the Scooby-Doo website and you type in the secret code from the movie and you get to play the game.
Did you play the game?
No, I don't remember.
Who the fuck are you?
I was stoned in high school.
What are you doing? Why'd you even bring this
up?
Wait,
you remember
this?
That's
what I thought you were talking about is the post-credit sequence.
You remember this from seeing it in theaters?
Oh. No, I watched it today again and I was like, oh yeah, that's probably why I didn't do it when I was a kid.
But you didn't do it today.
No, I watched it today.
I know, but then why didn't you play the game today?
Is that
I had to come
still?
Here. I was late.
You
I was 4 minutes late.
Be later.
Okay, well, listen. I thought that's what you were talking about when you said the ending, because it's a weird ending.
I literally was going to check to see if there was a end credit sequence, and then I said out loud, wait, this is fucking Scooby. Nick Fury hasn't happened yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
But you can't skip the reveal of the villain.
Can't I?
We still haven't gotten over it.
You sure?
It's funny.
Okay, go.
Okay. So we reveal that the villain is none other than Alicia Silverstone. Obviously, we knew that because they're trying to play it like it's not her. And then they try to throw you off by having her and the villain in the same room together.
Which, by the way, Alicia Silverstone is great. I love that she's allowed herself to age like a real person and is still totally fucking gorgeous and stunning.
Did
and
you watch
also,
All the Boy or To the Summer I Turned Hot or whatever that
sure
movie
didn't.
It was so good. She's the mom in it.
Fuck yeah. I love you forever. Clueless is one of the best movies ever made. And also the news.
Still never seen it.
That's fucked up.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. Kind of, that's insane. Kind of that's insanity. That's fucking insanity.
You have an older sister, right?
It's a perfect
movie. Yeah, but she was also a drug addict.
Okay, well. It's a perfect movie.
We were not like a stereotypical teenage girl
at all. I'm going to invite you. It's not. It doesn't make sense to do an episode. People are going to be like, do an episode. There's no jokes. It's just a perfect movie.
Okay, the ending is it's Alicia Silverstone. We reveal that she was it all along. But is it actually Alicia Silverstone?
Dun, dun, dun.
No. Then they do a CGI mask pool of Alicia Silverstone's fucking skin. And it turns out to be the crazy old man that no one knew about or cared about.
Played by
know.
Tim Blake Nelson.
Sure. And
love, of course.
And that he was pretending to be a woman, pretending to be a news reporter who was also cuddling with the cameraman.
I thought you said cuddling is with the cameraman.
Well, maybe, probably.
Who was also doing cuddling is with the cameraman.
But that was all Daphne. Daphne was the one who figured it out. So,
way to go,
credits
Jeff.
To her.
You guys ready for fun facts?
With Zach's back.
Yes.
Did you know that Linda Cardellini is bad as hell?
Yes.
Yeah.
Facts. Hot. Facts. Cool.
Matthew Lillard, Facts. After this movie, he went on to continue to play Scoob, to voice Shaggy, rather, in some of the animated movies. But he found out via Twitter that he was not hired for the new movie, Scoob, the animated film. And he had to find out when they announced the movie online. He said, quote, "Hollywood never ceases to amaze me. Yeah, about Scoob, I don't have a lot of good things to say. I wish them all well. Yeah, I mean, it was a drag. And I was surprised that the recasting happened. Hollywood's an interesting place, and I've been around for a long time."
I thought he went on to voice Shaggy in the next animated one.
In cartoons and stuff, but not in Scoob the reboot of 2019.
Well, how did that one do?
Sucked.
Exactly.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, what was that one?
I don't know.
It came out.
Is that the one with Scrappy Doo? There had to have been one with Scrappy
Doo. It just came out.
I'm thinking about the same thing you are, Garrick, but I couldn't find it when I Googled it.
Well, I have it here. There was Scooby-Doo 3 originally planned to be released, but this was a box office bomb, and so the third film was ultimately scrapped.
Oh, damn.
Did you guys know that Linda Cardellini and Jason Segel dated for 5 years?
What? Oh,
they were both in Freaks and Geeks.
I thought you were going to say is bad as hell.
Freaks and Geeks.
Oh.
Freaks and Geeks, man.
Oh, okay. Well, that was a long time ago.
I find this fun fact very funny because you're going to be like, what stunts? But all the actors did their own stunts.
What stunts?
Yeah. They rolled a couple times. Yeah,
no, there was some fighting.
Freddie Prinze Jr. was very keen on doing the motorcycle joust himself.
Oh.
That's literally written down here. I did not make that up.
It's so funny that like one actor will do their own stunts and they're like, I'm going to do my own too.
And then
they just all do that shit. No. What stunts? I don't have any stunts.
I would definitely not do my stunts.
No, you're too fragile, both of you. Don't. Too much of an insurance risk.
I would 100% do
my own Garrick, stunts. No, you have literal rods in your neck. Absolutely not.
Yeah, he has rods in his neck so he can do the stunts.
No. No,
so
we're not fucking up that face. Zach, you got a little
I
got to
do the stunts.
Me and you, we've got buildable faces.
Yeah, we
Garrick,
got
you
really
can't
creative.
Fuck up that mug.
No. We don't want to see you turn into a Mickey Rourke.
Yeah.
I will fight all of your insecurities for
you
talking
can't.
That down to my friends.
You can't. That's fucked up. You're on virtual, so nanny nanny boo boo.
Nanana boo boo, we're uglier than
Stick
you.
Stick your head in Scooby doo doo.
Nothing you can do about it. Okay, so James Gunn wrote this film. I do believe he's proud of it. I feel like I've seen him talk about it on Twitter. But
of course he is.
There is a unsubstantiated rumor of the possibility. Or actually, I think he said that he'd be down to do it if they were. So I don't think it's unsubstantiated. That James Gunn is interested potentially in another Scooby-Doo. A rated R Scooby-Doo.
No! This is where
Come
we watch Scooby fuck Velma.
You can't keep doing it. He like, I just want to be vile. I just want to be mean and angry and swear a lot and have blood and guts everywhere. So, no, man, chill.
I'd watch it. I'd see it. We're doing chill. Rated Bring R it, Winnie the Pooh. Why not?
Scotty, take it down a notch. Like, you got to relax, bro.
I think I agree. Like, ultimately, I would watch it. I would have fun talking about it, but I think the world is better keeping Scooby-Doo pure and like just letting it be known that Shaggy smokes weed instead of watching him hit a bong.
Yeah,
I don't want to see Shaggy hit a bong.
Mm. No, that's depressing.
I do want to see Scooby fuck Velma. So if you could drop that link,
yeah, no problem. I'll drop it to you.
Now is the time that we have to decide: is this film a pleasure, a guilty pleasure, or just plain guilty?
Yeah.
Anyone want to go? I can go first.
You go first.
Look, I know this film is quite nostalgic for a lot of our fans. I love that you guys had a sexual awakening of sorts. I agree. Velma, bad as hell. I don't think it's a very good movie. I'm going to call it a guilty pleasure.
Oh, okay.
Well, because look, if you like it, that's fine. There's things to love, but I don't think it's not good. I want you to not take away. Actually, you know what? I'll call it guilty because I want you to take away from this podcast that I don't think you should watch it.
See, I'm gonna refute and say it's a guilty pleasure because it really does knock on all the nostalgia pieces for me. I didn't hear shit about the first Scooby-Doo movie, so I don't know if that's any good. So this one for me was like my adult live action dreams come true cartoon. It was just, it made you feel good. You could look down at your phone, have a little conversation with someone, look back up. You didn't miss too much. You hear some hijinks. You hear some zoinks. It's a guilty pleasure.
Yeah. Sure, guilty pleasure. I watched maybe 20 minutes of this movie, and the other hour was spent looking at my phone and like kind of checking in and checking out. Because like nothing really holds you to the movie other than when you look at it for a second, you're just like, whoa, what the fuck is going on? This is bright. This is colorful. Look at this set design. Look at the effort that they're putting into these characters. This is wild. And then you see something else on your phone. And it's like, all right, I'll check out for a second.
Yeah. I would like to read some conversations from our group chat. And if any of these cross the line, you let me know. We'll cut them right out. First, from Garrick, can't believe this genius isn't casting everything. Agree. Hard agree.
Yes.
Then there was OG Velma's a baddie over here. That was from Garrick. You wrote, Daphne being the hot one is technically a terrorist attack.
It is. It is. It's pretty upsetting that they had her be the hot one.
They continue
just like, the hot one's right there.
She literally says, I'm not hot. And I'm like, first of all, I thought this was a kid's movie. Second of all, yeah, you are.
And she's also a lesbian, and we did her so wrong in this movie.
Let Velma scissor.
Yeah.
Then Garrick asks, I don't know the context. I mean, I know it's from The Bear, but you said, Kelsey, if Shaggy was in the kitchen saying, yes, chef, would you think he was hot?
Yeah.
What did I say?
So that is from my, you didn't answer it.
Oh.
That is from my theory that our views on attraction have flipped.
Mm.
So if you put tattoos on Matthew Lillard and put him in a kitchen and have him be a little bit aggressive to people and then being nice and then saying yes, chef, to people,
well, Kelsey,
would you think that he's a hot man?
Kelsey, you did reply. You said, oh, fucking Lip has always been able to
now
get it.
Now we're talking about Jeremy Allen White.
Now we're talking about Jeremy
in The Bear, which he has always been able to get it since watching Shameless as a teenage
Hence,
girl.
You said, I'll drink his bathwater.
Yes.
I thought this was about Shaggy. Yeah.
No, I will drink Jeremy Allen White's bathwater. You heard me.
Get in line.
Phenomenal.
Miles is snapping to that.
Yes.
The Bear is
that's our suggestion for this week.
Watch
instead of Scooby-Doo 2, watch The Bear on Hulu.
Watch The Bear.
Great show. Watch The Bear.
Great
You'll
show.
Love it. Well, thanks for joining. Until next time, I'm at Corndy and all the things.
I'm Kelsey Dara at all the things.
I'm at Gary Bernard on all the things.
And until next time.
Definitely going to bleep that.